Not long after the new year, Marx and Oppenheimer saw Garrison in his New York home and showed him General Nichols' letter of charges. After Garrison read through the document, Robert said, "It looks pretty bad, doesn't it?" Garrison replied simply, "Yes." Garrison was sympathetic. The first thing to do, he said, was to get the AEC to extend its 30-day deadline for Oppenheimer's response to the charges. On January 18th, Garrison went to Washington and got the necessary extension. He also tried, unsuccessfully, to recruit as chief counsel a lawyer with trial experience. In the meantime, he began working with Oppenheimer on his written response to the charges. As the weeks rolled by, Garrison became by default Oppenheimer's lead counsel. Everyone realized, including Garrison, that his lack of trial experience made him a less-than-ideal choice. When, in mid-January, David Lilienthal learned from Oppenheimer that he had retained Garrison, Lilienthal noted in his diary, "I had hoped it might be an experienced trial lawyer, but the case against Robert is so weak, really, that choice of counsel isn't as important as if it were."